The Gamer's Haven Snippets Mini Reviews. A quick look at some of the games we play, be it card games, board games, or role-playing games.
All right, so I'm going to review this very interesting small PDF that I purchased a while ago called Weird West Role-Playing Game Basic Rulebook. Well, as the name says, it's very basic. All the art is black and white, but fairly cool. It is a Weird West game. It's by Stuart Robertson, and the game is very simple. Your Weird West character has attributes for fighting, grit, magic, and skills. You have 4 points between your attributes to create your character. They do have you have to put at least 1 point in what's called grit. Huh, wonder where you got that. But you then choose a path, basically like a class.
Maybe he got grit from, True Grit?
Possibly. Adventurer, gifted, fighter, and magician. So there is magic in this. All characters also gain 1 point of grit. Character levels. Weird West characters normally begin at level 1. You then have stamina points. It all is kind of depends on, you know, what class you take. If you're a fighter, D8. Adventurer, D6. And gifted and magician are D4. Pretty standard. Now, magic and weird abilities. Electromancy, escape artist, fastest gun of the West. Basically, all of these have, they require something like electromancy. You can direct bolts of electricity against your foes. It requires magic too, and then 3 times per day you can ignore armor and it acts as a weapon. This is only 8 pages long, and it uses basically, from what I can tell, just it uses different dice types, but basically you just roll your dice and you have a difficulty. It's a very simple difficulty. Most skills, during the game, you may be asked to roll the dice to see if your character succeeds at a difficult task they are attempting. This is a D6 roll with a 5+ succeeding. If your character's relevant attribute is higher than the challenge level, adding the difference to your dice roll. If less, subtract the difference instead. So pretty straightforward. They give you examples of difficult tasks, like calming a spooked horse, escaping from rope bonds, hiding in the wilderness, so on. Combat is very straightforward. Basically, you have fighting versus defense. This is a game, I don't know, I think it cost me maybe $1, $2, if that, maybe even 50 cents. They have the weapons in here. All your magic is based in skills. This is a little game that if you didn't have, let's say you didn't want to play Savage Worlds Deadland, maybe that's too complex, or maybe you just didn't have time. Maybe you just wanted to play a quick little Weird West type game. I would recommend this. It looks very neat. It's very quick to pick up. I love the artwork on the front. The Weird West name actually has a tentacle coming out of the eye on Weird. Definitely kind of a Cthulhu-esque type game. The cowboy seems to be surrounded by little skull critters. Creating characters, I mean, so simple. So you can pick this up at RPG Now. I love the font. I don't even know what font this is that the gentleman used. But it really adds to the weirdness of this little game. So let's say you're just going to have people come over. Maybe you're going to have a few hours. You don't really have any regular game that night. You just want to play something different. I would give this a try. It'd be simple to learn, simple to play. You're running characters through a couple of adventures. I think it'd be fun. I think it'd be easy to learn, easy to use. So check it out. Weird West RPG.
Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven Podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.